Hey, I'm Johanna Wagstaff.
And hi there, I'm Rohith Joseph.
And we're asking for 10 minutes of your day to go through the 10 things that the UN recommends we can all do when it comes to climate change.
Please don't leave.
No.
And also, the things aren't new.
We are just wired to not do them.
We promise you to help you figure out your brains, and you and your people can make better choices to combat climate change.
10 Minutes to Save the Planet is available now on CBC Listen and everywhere you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Mike Miles. A young orca stuck in a Vancouver Island lagoon is one swim closer to freedom. Tanya Fletcher looks at the challenges ahead.
For weeks, experts and locals alike have been monitoring her every movement. Quisahaeus, or Brave Little Hunter, has been swimming alone in the quiet lagoon of a remote inlet near Zabelis on the west coast of Vancouver Island. The two-year-old orca finally swam free, all on her own. She swam past the very sandbar where her mother died, then under the bridge and down the inlet.
Some positive news for sure, right?
The Vancouver Aquarium's Martin Helena has been one of the lead veterinarians involved.
You know, we were really worried the animal was not eating, was losing body condition, skin was deteriorating.
But now, the best case scenario.
I certainly look at the positive, but I'm also like, right away, okay, what's next?
The Federal Department of Fisheries and Oceans says crews are now working to coax Quisahaeus further towards the open ocean. So while one chapter is finished, the story of Quisahaeus is nowhere near over. Tanya Fletcher, CBC News, Vancouver.
BC is making a U-turn on its pilot project that legalized public drug use. Premier David Eby announced the plan Friday amid increasing criticism over a worsening crisis. Mira Baines has the details.
This amendment will make public drug use illegal in British Columbia.
Premier David Eby has been under intense pressure to make changes.
And a reality of a quickly escalating situation on the ground and a growing concern.
He says he expects Health Canada to make the changes as soon as possible. They would make illicit drug use illegal in public spaces, including hospitals, restaurants, transit, parks and beaches. People will be able to legally use illicit drugs in private homes, overdose prevention sites, while they're legally sheltering and at drug checking locations. BC Chiefs of Police President Fiona Wilson with Vancouver Police.
Our police officers do need to have legal authority to intervene in those rare situations where people are using illicit drugs under circumstances that are problematic.
Wilson expects the new changes to roll out in the coming weeks. Mira Baines, CBC News, Vancouver.
The Assembly of First Nations National Chiefs says she wants all airlines to review their policies following what she says was an embarrassing incident on an Air Canada flight.
And then they took my case and they put it in garbage bags. I couldn't say anything at that point. I think I was too stunned. But I have to say,
Cindy Woodhouse Nepinak was traveling from Montreal to Fredericton Wednesday. She says cabin crew tried to stow her headdress in cargo, but was eventually allowed to keep the sacred item with her on the plane. Air Canada has since apologized. Woodhouse Nepinak says she'll be following up with the airline.
And I'm going to call for a mandatory board member on Air Canada Board of Directors. I think that that's so important, and that it'd be a First Nations person. I think they also need to develop a protocol for First Nations. Air Canada also needs to have cross-cultural training for their staff.
The Prime Minister calls the incident outrageous. 12 BC mayors want Ottawa to deny parole for serial killer Robert Picton. They've sent a letter to Justice Minister Arif Virani saying granting parole to the convicted murderer would re-traumatize victims' families. Picton was convicted of 6 counts of second-degree murder in 2007 and sentenced to life in prison with no chance of parole for 25 years. He became eligible to apply for day parole in February. The minister says that eligibility does not mean Picton will receive parole. Public Safety Minister Dominic LeBlanc was CC'd on that letter. He oversees the Parole Board of Canada. The blaze that prompted the first evacuation order of BC's wildfire season is listed as being held. Peace River Regional District has now canceled the evacuation alert for residents in areas around Chetwynd and lifted a state of emergency following the news about the nearby Wildmare Creek fire. The only current evacuation order in place is the Burgess Creek wildfire in the Cariboo Regional District. That is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Mike Miles.